Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jeffrey Zabar back on the show. Jeffrey is a long time, more than 16-year member, more than 17 years. How about that, folks? More than 17 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He is the chief home officer. He's home-based now 27 years. He's an award-winning journalist, the author of a number of books on operating your business from home, and our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
You know, I figure if I keep working at it, one day I may get it right. You know, me and Edison, we had something going on here, so one day I'll figure out how to home office right. Just keep plugging away.
if you don't know what it's like to be successful as home-based, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Hey, what's going on out there?
Well, I got to tell you, a couple of tech stories come to mind. One is we've spoken lately about buying new computers and the new laptops, and I had shopped around for a couple because two of mine had died. And one of the things that came to mind is when tech isn't really dead. You know, my laptop, I shared the story recently with you about how I was sitting in front of the TV working on my laptop one evening, and all of a sudden just something went poof, and I wasn't sure what it was. And I asked my son, "Did you turn off the lights over there? Did you turn off the TV?" And he's like, "No." And I looked down, and my laptop went black. And there was a little smell of something burnt in there, and I'm like, "Oh my God, my laptop's toast." And
as we've
discussed, you know, I have backup, so all my data is out there in the cloud. You know, it's all stored on the internet, so I'm not worried about losing stuff. But I said, you know, there's probably stuff, you know, just in the past week or two, and this happened about a month ago, but in the past week or two, I said to myself, there's got to be stuff on this laptop that I do not have out there, whether it's photos, whether it's documents that I started here and never copied over. And it made me think that, you know, for a small investment, I should see if I can get the memory off the hard drive, because the laptop was old and the motherboard was fried, I came to learn. So it'd be too expensive to fix. But what would it cost me to retrieve any photos that were there that I didn't know about, any data that was there that I didn't know about, anything that
just happened? Let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Let me ask you a question. Does your backup not do it automatically, or do you have to?
It does everything automatically, but the computer that we're talking about predated my subscription, for example, to Carbonite. And Carbonite is the backup service. There are all sorts of...
Carbonite doesn't go back. I have Carbonite too. Does it not go back and get files that?
No, it does everything.
Maybe it didn't know about originally.
It gets more than you think you know. And I just wanted to be sure because you never know.
Ah.
And the short story is I sent it off to a company called PC Lauderdale down here in Fort Lauderdale. I sent it off to them I drove it over to them actually, to have them just do a full clean sweep of everything on the hard drive, put it on the USB, you know, a little flash drive and give it to me just so I had it. Mm-hmm. And for $100 investment, you know, I'm already paying that for Carbonite or a little less, but I'm already paying that for Carbonite to hopefully be backing up every device I have on the internet or, you know, for work. But I just wanted to be safe and secure and sure that I had everything. And you know, there's a lot of data out there. I haven't done a comparison this one to that one to see what was there. But given that it was so old, given there's all sorts of nooks and crannies that stuff could have been, feel good moment, so to speak. It was a peace of mind moment to know that that everything that was on that computer was moved over to a flash drive. And one day I've already done a comparison. I found photos that I don't know easily where they are. I walked down memory lane, but I don't know where they are on my PC. But I know that I have them now, and I know that I have certain documents that. Are they over on my Carbonite and on my PC? Maybe, but I just You know, and I felt good about spending the money knowing that that a computer that otherwise was trash was had some data for me.
Do you also, in addition to the cloud backup with Carbonite, do you also do a regular, plug a thumb drive in on a regular basis and dump stuff out and hang on to it? Or is that the reason why you had to go do that with the download folks?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I'll work on documents on this computer that the computer did not have, for example, Microsoft Office. So I would use a Sun Microsystems, if anyone remembers the company, Sun Microsystems, years ago, had partnered in creating a product called a software suite called OpenOffice. And OpenOffice was, as it sounds, it was an open application, a free application that you could download in lieu of using, for example, Office. And it saved, and you could work in documents as if you were working in Office or Word, for example, for me as a wordsmith. And I would work in documents, and I could save them back and be saved as .doc or Microsoft Word documents. So, you know, there could have been, and that's another thing, there could have been documents out there that I had written that may not have found their way back onto the backup. Probably did, but I couldn't be sure, you know. And this was just, again, a peace of mind move, that for about $100 I was able to get everything backed up and then you know, have it all on a flash drive. And then I've already spent a little time because it came to me in the mail yesterday, checking it out and seeing what's out there. And then,
so what's the moral of your story?
I think the moral of the story is that even if you have a computer that's died, especially if you don't use a backup system, which I can't understand why you wouldn't for $50 or $70 a year. You know, Carbonite is incredible, or whomever you use, but it's an incredible peace of mind, and I think that's what this really boils down to. But the moral of the story is, you know, if you don't back your stuff up and your computer dies and you think, oh my gosh, where's all my data? It's gone forever. It's not often the hard drive that has died. Something else may have died. So maybe it can be repaired if it's relatively new. But this computer was probably 7-8 years old. It had outlived its lifespan.
Oh, yeah.
So I took it to a tech company.
I think you got way more out of that computer than you deserve.
Yeah, and it was just a computer that I would use in front of the TV.
Have you moved to a solid-state hard drive?
Not on my desktop. My new laptop has solid state. My desktop hard drive, my desktop computer is about 2 years old now, one and a half, 2 years old. So it wasn't quite solid state time. But
folks, the solid state hard drives are a little more expensive. But I swear, I've been buying them now for a while, and I just think that's the way to go because they're not mechanical. They don't crash like the mechanical ones like they always did. Quick break, right back with Jeffrey Zabar. ChiefHomeOfficer.com is his website. Also GotWords.com. That's another one.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.